We hear the word from God today, recorded for us by the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 1, verses 23 and 24. We preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. How much would you pay for expert advice guaranteed to give you a better jump shot or a higher batting average or a higher ACT score or whatever it is you want to improve the most? How much would you pay? Now imagine if you could get that, any of that, for free. Some people make good money by selling their expertise to other people willing to pay good money to hear what the expert has to say. Jesus has the same impact on us without any money changing hands. We go to him and his gospel as the expertise we need for our souls. We do this because of what he says to us and especially because of what he does for us. You or I could not show up one day and simply announce to people that you or I happen to be an expert on, pick a category, it doesn't matter what the category is. Why should these people believe the claim? What credentials could you or I show them to prove the claim? A real expert can point to his university degree to show that he is well trained. He can point to his license or his board certification to show that he has passed inspection. Better than that, he may have testimonials from the people he has helped, people who vouch for his capabilities. Well, what credentials can Jesus show to us? Can you get a better testimonial than this? What God the Father said on the Mount of Transfiguration. God the Father was vouching for his Son when he said to Peter, James, and John, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him." Listen to the expert from heaven. Listen to Jesus when he says to Pontius Pilate on the very day of his death, "For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." So we have at our disposal the heavenly expert with the only right answers to the most important questions, the really big issues, the deep issues of life that have perplexed people for centuries. Questions like, where did we come from? Why am I here on earth? What is my purpose in life? Who is God? What kind of God is he? Will this God accept me? What about death? And more personally, my existence after death? Christ can answer those questions, not only with truth, but also with comforting assurance. We can try today the Bible's version of FAQs. You know what those are. FAQs, frequently asked questions. Our expert Jesus will respond directly from the cross, the very place where he made good on the answers given. FAQ number one. And you can't imagine a Christian having a thought like this. Maybe you've had a similar thought yourself. One thinks, after treating the Lord so poorly with my sins, my frequent and horrible sins, will God still forgive me? Well, in regard to the men who were killing him, Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." FAQ number two has been on the hearts and minds of believers near the end of their lives. A Christian wonders to himself, "I do believe in Christ, but I'm just not sure about my own situation." That is, will I really be with God in heaven when I die? Well, to a dying man with that concern, Jesus said from the cross, "Today you shall be with me in paradise." A third question has weighed on the minds of both believers and unbelievers, and it's a classic. Do I need to do anything to complete my salvation? To that important issue, Jesus gave a short, albeit loud, answer. "It is finished," he cried, before he died that day. Because of the truth that Jesus declares and then makes real by his actions, because of the perfect life and the sacrificial death done in your place, and because of the Holy Spirit too, the gospel is the power of God to do incredible things. Incredible things for you. It washes away the stain of our sins like nothing else can. It puts to rest a guilty conscience the only way possible. It gives us access to God through our prayers. It alone gets us ready for the last day we spend on earth, whether it's judgment day or death. Either way, the gospel will be the protective shield that brings you through unscathed by the judgment, there at God's side forever. Now that's real power. That's wisdom that endures. The gospel will be your answer to those big questions and the certainty of your heart and the security you need for all times, especially in trouble and difficulty. The gospel will be the pipeline of blessing that extends from the cross of Christ through the Bible into your heart and into your life. We don't generally stop what we're doing and take a moment to appreciate that we have something like electric power in our homes. We don't give it a second thought that we have enough air to breathe or decent water to drink. We take these things for granted, these life-sustaining commodities that are constantly around us. Let's not treat the gospel with the same casual oversight. God has been so good to us. Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice. The gospel has been there every day, a steady supplier of truth as your wisdom and salvation as your power. Can we really walk away and think it's no big deal? This deserves our constant attention, and not simply during Lent or merely at this time of day at chapel. In the powerful message of Christ crucified, we have good reason to come back for more. We have plenty of reason to glorify the giver every chance we get, to honor and thank Christ as the one who made it happen, the one who made the message of the cross, your power from God, your wisdom from God. Amen.